Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Buenos dias, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so incredibly excited for you guys to listen to this podcast. I want you to know something, though. Quiero que sepan algo. If you guys made it to this podcast, to this show, to this episode, there are no coincidences in this world, absolutely none, and there are no accidents that you are listening to this. No hay accidentes, no hay por qué ustedes salgan equivocado. Este episodio es para ustedes. Welcome, everybody. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. I am Marti Ángel. I am your host, and I am incredibly excited today because my guest today, let me tell you a little bit about my guest, okay? My guest has a personal mission, and her mission is to teach others how to connect with their ancestral roots and to provide the body, mind, soul, and spirit with wholesome, authentic products and indigenous traditional healings to keep the spirituality that lives within us strong, energized, and clear within all of us. This Costa Riqueña is all about pura vida. I'm so excited to introduce to you Kimberly. Kimberly, ¿cómo estás? How are
hola,
you?
Hola, hola. Es un placer. I'm just ecstatic to be here. I am so happy and I cannot be in better place than with you. So I am just ready for this and today.
Great. I have some, you know, the listeners here are a mixture. So they're learning about business, which you are a businesswoman as well. And they're learning, estamos aprendiendo todas a cómo salir adelante, cómo ayudarnos juntas, inspirándonos juntas, because we have to stay together as Latinas and Latinapreneurs. We really have to come together because there are so many factors hitting us on the side and trying to make us see that you know what? You as Latinas don't help each other. And I think that is so wrong. We are siempre inspirándonos juntas, uplifting the Latina. And I'm all about that. I will actively go out and search for Latina-made products, for Latina-made, you know, Latina-made everything, and I will buy from them. That's my mission, is to leave a legacy of Latina leaders behind me as a Latina business coach. And I am just so excited that you're here. So now, baby, and I hope you don't mind I call you baby. I call everybody baby.
It comes from being
a lifelong former educator. Everybody, I went from babies from elementary school all the way to college, right? So tell me a little bit about what you do. If someone were to drop in right now and they don't know you, tell me a little bit about what you do right now.
Well, I am so honored and happy that I can finally follow my passion. That's literally what I'm being able to do, is following a passion that I have had for so many years, que por lo mismo, porque he siempre estado en la lucha. Tengo 25 años that I think I have been an entrepreneur my whole life. And so now I finally been able to use my entrepreneurship skills and to be able to now follow passion. And my daughters and I have a company called Obra of Love. And it was very important for me that que cuando hicimos este nombre, lo pensamos and we combined it in English and Spanish, because that's what it is, a Spanglish. I mean, that's who we are. I'm the first generation of Americana here in Estados Unidos. So it's called Obra of Love. And we sell authentic, vegan, 100% organic products for anybody that is in their spirituality. And it doesn't have to be just a spirituality awakening, you know, it's just on their journey that they're having. And seguro como el 70% de los productos más o menos, yo los crezco aquí mismo, atrás. Y tengo de todo. Tengo una mini finca, honestamente, un ranchito aquí que tengo todo. Todas mis hierbas, soy curandera. Y esto es lo que hago. I mean, tener mi vida que it almost has been manifested. Something that internally that I knew that I wanted, but I didn't verbally said it for so long. But that's what I'm doing now.
Wow, that's amazing. And I get it. You know, being a business person, some people think that, okay, she's all about business. She's all about, and what they don't know about me is that I too have been on a spiritual path. I come from my abuelita, who was a curandera. I'm also first generation here in the U.S., right? And so I come from immigrant parents, and it's amazing how, you know, we're always searching to help others. Yo siempre he querido, siempre me dicen, ay, tienes el corazón, eres una angelita. Siempre me dicen eso, eres mi angelita y todo eso, y nunca saben cómo me llamo. Entonces, but, you know, it's so important to have people like you, because it's really important that we, to be successful in business, you do have to connect. It's, you know, to that spirituality. I mean, this podcast name didn't come because I decided, oh, it was going to come, but it came because I was in a meditation and it came, and me too. I'm, you know, Spanglish, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. And when I look back at my life, it's been the same, and it's amazing to connect with people like you. But this podcast is about and for people like yourself and myself, that we've gone through challenges. And, you know, being an entrepreneur, it's an emotional roller coaster ride. You sign up, and like my cousin said, agárrate porque aquí nos vamos, right? And it was like, oh, yeah. Okay, right? And so, but tell us a little bit about the struggles that have led you. What are the struggles that you went through that led you to what you're doing today to help others?
I think it all started from a young age that, okay, so I started at, I barely finished school. And when I say I barely finished school, there's a lot of people that say, oh, I didn't finish high school or something like that. Yo apenas terminé el sixth grade. Y cuando alguien me conoce y hablamos y todo, they're like, what? You finished middle school and you're first generation here? How can that happen? And a lot of times people don't understand that, even because we are first generationals here, our parents are on that, I have to hustle. You know, we work hard. And so I'm the oldest in my family. So I was the one who had to be responsible of taking care of my siblings. My mom had two jobs. She came from a single parent family, four kids. She was the only one at home. And I did have my abuelita and I had my tías, pero ellas también. Todas trabajamos siempre. Mi abuela ha sido una mujer bien trabajadora, very entrepreneur herself. Ocho mujeres, no tuvo, very strong-minded. No había, like, okay, you know, it's always, I've come from a very strong-minded, you know, kind of mujeres. Pero the struggle that has always been, for me, had been, you know, that I didn't finish school. And so I always looked at myself very down, and that I didn't have that education, that I wasn't able to do or succeed in anything that I thought that I might have been able to succeed in. So it also had to do a lot with the self-confidence and the self-esteem that I had myself. And then I had my daughter very young. I have at 17, I was pregnant, and at 18, I had my daughter. So I was a normal statistic, you know, I was on those charts, young, Latina, with a baby, you know, governmental help, you know, all these things. I was just your normal statistic. And I was like, this is not going to happen to me. Un día me dije, this can't be this way, you know. And I struggled so much. My mom went through a lot. And I went through with her struggles being the oldest. I think it's just an automatic thing that we come when like, somos mujeres. Y peor cuando somos las más mayores en una familia. It's like we automatically come that mom to our younger siblings too. So it was like, didn't finish school. Had my kid, had my daughter, my first daughter really young. My husband, thankfully, you know, he was right there with me. And we said, through thick or thin, we're going to, you know, whatever we have to do, we have to do. But at the same time, I was also raising my siblings. So, you know, it was just one thing after another that it felt like we weren't getting out of, you know. And then also trying to understand where I stood in this life, in United States, because it was very difficult too, because we come from you work hard family, you know, and you have to echarle duro, trabajar. But then at the same time, it was like, you have to go to school and you have to, you know, with the American standard statistics society, what did they would tell you that you needed to go to school, have the white picket fence, have the happy family, you know, education was the most important thing, the university and everything, but I wasn't doing either or, and I wasn't doing what my mom would say, work hard either. So I was just, I felt like I was always in like these crossroads and being pulled from la vida, you know, from nuestras tradiciones que vienen y los dicen que tenemos que hacer trabajo, porque yo creo que eso viene en la sangre de uno, que somos super trabajadores, como sea. Y después en the whole, you know, I need to have my studies and my education, and I need to be able to have a good job. You know, your corporate career, it's very important, your 401k. So I was in between all these struggles, I was getting lost, and I was just one thing after another of failures were going on in my own life, personal life, because I didn't know. I wasn't having one or I wasn't having another, and I was getting into debt. Because I was trying to figure out to do either or. So I was just getting more into debt. I didn't have the education that I needed. When I was younger, getting into the wrong crowds, getting into the wrong people, hanging out with the wrong people also was a very huge impactful for me, because when you surround yourself with people that don't bring you up, the only thing that you do is go down. And then just one thing after another. I mean, I can't tell you, you know, like I said, in debt, struggling, trying to figure out myself as my self-esteem, you know, my self-confidence, struggling with postpartum depression when I had my son, because that's another thing, you know, that mental health was a very taboo. And yo creo que en la familia latina, como sea, and en lo que somos nosotros, struggling with being a young mom and having a voice and not being afraid to ask for help. So it was a lot of huge struggles that were, you know, those are the, I think one of the major big ones that I had going on in my life as when I was growing up.
Wow. That's amazing. And I coincide with you when you say, wow, you know, it's, those are struggles. I always felt that way too. I was caught in the middle. You know, I just, it was just one of those that, you know, we all go through the struggles, but your struggles are very real. And then, ocho mujeres. Wow. It's like, wait a minute. Like we do it. Déjame persignarme porque ahí vienen las mujeres, no? And so it's like, wow, that's amazing. It's for me and my family, it was only me and my brother. That was it, you know, only two of us. My mom did try to have five others and had five stillbirths. So I would have had six others, right? But wow, yeah. And, you know, coming from formal education myself, I was there, you know, I was being pushed. And you know, I was lucky enough to get to the point where I was, and it, you know, it was just me. It wasn't who I was hanging out with, because if it had been up to my high school boyfriend, I would have never gone to college. So it's, you know, it's all about, you know, that mentality and who we surround ourselves with and how our struggles lead us. But your struggles were big, but now those struggles led you to where you are right now. So let me ask you this. So right now, with everything that you're doing, what was that one turning point that made you all of a sudden, now you have a business, a successful business with you and your daughters? What was that one turning point? Or as we say, que se enchufó bien, que todo empezó a crecer.
Fue simplemente que dije, and you know, it's funny there was no coincidence. It's funny that you say there's no coincidence in the beginning of this podcast. You said that, and there is no coincidence. It was the question that I was asked just randomly by someone one day, what is the legacy that you want to leave behind? Yeah. That question made me, I don't know. It was just one of those questions that make you really go deep into your soul. And it made me throw up almost. And it gave me almost like that, I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. What am I going to say? I'm a good mother? ¿Y qué van a hacer con eso? ¿Qué van a hacer que she was a good woman? She was a good mother? Yes, I'm glad I was a good mother and I'm glad I was a good woman. You know, pero ¿qué es? Que de lo que de verdad, ¿qué van a decir mis hijos? ¿Qué van a decir la gente alrededor? How much impact am I going to make in this world? What is the purpose that I've come to this world and done? And honestly, that was my pivot point where I said, I need to do something and I have to do something.
That's amazing.
Yeah, ya no más. Aquí para... no puedo decir que aquí para la depresión, porque, you know, that took work. But that's the starting point where I said I have to start putting myself first. And that's why it's so important for our business. It's all about self-love and self-care. Para las mujeres, para nosotros mujeres, peor de las latinas, porque nosotros siempre dejamos todo lo último para nosotros. And I always use this analogy that I always think of is, you know, when you're in an airport, when you're on your airplane and you're about to take off and they're giving you the instructions, you put on your mask first before you put it on others. And I always go and I'm like, están locos. Yo voy a, obvio, voy a ponerle a mis hijos primero a la persona que está, porque uno, pero ¿cómo uno puede ayudarle a las personas que están alrededor uno? If you can't even put on your own oxygen mask first and you are just suffocating and, you know, just like, you can't breathe. So I always go back to that analogy because that's how it felt for many years for me. It was like I was suffocating. So yes, that was my pivot point. That was the point where I said, all right, me for myself, for my self-love, my self-confidence, my self-esteem, that simple question, which was funny when I saw it, you know, I said, this is not a legacy. The life that I am living is not a legacy that I want to leave behind.
That is so, you know, that is so true. And as Latinas, we are always, even me, born here in the U.S. and I'm probably a decade or more older than you. So I was more affected with that, what we call the old school mentality, where my mom was actually just very grateful that I finished high school. She never, you know, wasn't expecting college and wasn't expecting that, but my dad was something else. And so for them, you know, it was amazing for me to go straight from high school to university, to the master's degree, right? It was so unreal for them. And it was so unexpected because their biggest goal for me was to graduate high school. So I totally get that. And what drives you in terms of that, you know, it's that mentality, it's that decision that one has to come to. And I work with all my coaching clients, you know, in my group coaching, we talk about that. We talk about the it's a paradigm shift, and you have to also, you know, really bring down those beliefs that you have hooked onto that, you know, inside your closet called the paradigm. You know, those, all of your beliefs are the you know, I call them the hangers that you're hanging in this paradigm. When you finally make that decision that you came to so eloquently, that you said, I need to make this, that was it. This is the, I'm deciding. It was the deciding factor. When we decide, heaven opens up.
Everything. Todo, las puertas se abren.
Exactly. And obviously, we need to realize that, yes, heaven opens up, and we're talking about it in a good way, right? So now this leads into the next question. Tell me, what is the legacy you want to leave behind? When you die, I know this sounds morbid, but when you die, what do you want it to read on that epitaph?
The amount of women that I touched, the amount of people that I touched. It's just one of those things that it's like almost, and it's not morbid. I think that question is so important to ask when we're still young, because that would make a life impact for all of us. Pero para mí personalmente, para mí, yo quiero que diga esto, you know, she left a legacy that she was able to shine her light all around the world. That her light reached into corners, areas, and places that no other had been able to reach. And when I say light, I mean my work, my words that I speak, the things that, you know, it's the people that I listen to, everything, whoever that needs to be put in my path, that would be able to, I will be able to do an impact on their life. And then, you know, it's like that ripple effect, that domino effect. So that's the legacy that I want to leave behind, be able to shine my light in this world like no other, you know, as bright as a diamond, like that one song de Rihanna, you know, shine bright like a diamond.
Yes.
That's the legacy that I want to leave behind.
And funny you should mention that, shine, you know, like a diamond. Before you can shine bright like a diamond, you have to be pounded and pounded and pounded into the ground and pounded on all sides before the light shines. And that's what this is, you know, podcast is all about. Everybody here is a diamond, and we've just been pounded and pounded, and here we are. So, you know, it's not about how many times we fall. It's about how we get up and we shine. And each time we get up more and more. I love that. My legacy, I love it. I want to leave a legacy of Latina leaders behind. I want people to say on the epitaph, you know, Marty was such an angel. Because of her, I didn't quit. That's what I want people to remember, is that they were able to get to that wildly successful place because I never let them quit. Because I'm infusing every day that positivity, that self-love, that drive, that determination, that passion that it takes to be wildly successful.
And that's so important. Yes, that's so important, because it takes, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's that ripple effect. It only takes one. And sometimes we think that no one is listening. And sometimes, like I said, you know, we think that no one is looking or is listening or whatnot. Pero solo es un poquito cuando uno va a las tiendas and they see you smile, or, you know, or you just being yourself, being your true, authentic self. is enough for you to have an impact on other people.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing. That's one of the biggest lessons I've learned too.
Yeah. And it's so important. And I think what's really important is, as entrepreneurs, and me being a former full, this is a tongue twister for me, a former educator. What that does to me is that it reminds me that I was always put in a place of leadership, so that I was always very mindful, and we need to be mindful. We need to be mindful with what comes out of our mouth, because what comes out of our mouth, we speak our truth. And maybe you're saying to somebody, oh no, I don't mind. Let me give you a very crude example. So, one of my students, ex-students, high school students, was like, no, I'm okay with Black people. I'm okay with Black people. And we got our Black student, and I sat him down right next to him, and he looks at me and he says, and the student just looked at me and he goes, why are you sitting me next to him? And I said, why? Why are you asking me next to him? What does that next to him mean? Well, you know what I mean. So that tolerance. So for me, it's going beyond the tolerance and being a little more accepting, that makes you a little more humble. And I'm not saying that you have to embrace everything with open arms the way you would embrace something you love. But I am saying that tolerance infused with humbleness will get us further than anything else. So we have to be true to ourselves. It was that, those words that come out, and we have to be true to ourselves for ourselves, right? As a businesswoman, tell me one of the things that you would, one piece of advice you would have for others in terms of business and then in terms of soul living.
I think one of the biggest things is be in the present moment. Y mostly ahora, en estos días de que tanta cosa con, everybody has on their phones and apps and everything, but being in the present moment. And when I say being in the present moment, I mean like literally being in the present moment. Cuando nos sentamos a comer, la comida que estamos consumiendo, dándole gracias por las manos que pasaron por esa comida. The intentions that we're setting behind everything that we're doing, talking about being in the present moment is not just, I'm standing here and I'm so glad that I'm standing here. No. I'm talking about really paying attention on that ground that you're standing on. Who passed that ground? Nuestros ancestros, nuestros abuelitos, nuestros bisabuelitos, todo. ¿Qué pasó para que nosotros pudiéramos pasar en estar parados en ese momento, en este piso que estamos ahorita aquí? Being thankful and grateful for this present moment that we're in, the intentions that everything that's happening. I mean, it's just being present in the moment. It's amazing how much you start really realizing what's going on around you. You start realizing the struggles that others are going through. And then that also helps you and opens up a lot of doors for you in many different ways. Being in the present moment also helps as a business person, because for your employees, a lot of times when we go into work and we have, hemos estado en nuestro, mi esposo y yo, nosotros en 25 años en the transportation and the logistics industry. And there was people that if I wasn't in the present moment, I wouldn't have realized that their eyes weren't shining as usually they were. Their smile wasn't as bright as it usually was. And being that great boss of just asking them, hey, what's going on today? Are you okay today? And then opening up to you and telling you, oh, you know what, this is going on or now or whatever, makes a huge impact as an owner of a business, being a great boss. And just being in the present moment, I cannot tell you how many opportunities, how many things that you might miss that you will not notice if you're not in this present moment.
That's so true. You know, I in my college courses, when I was teaching the, yoga and the philosophy of yoga, I called it being aggressively present. And I say, I use the word aggressive because it's not just about knowing that you're here right now, but it's about bringing in, all of my energies, all of my focuses, all of my mental capacities, all of my physical capacities to hear. Mm-hmm. And interesting that you said that. What a lot of people don't know about me is that my mom most recently was a survivor of elder abuse, and she has Alzheimer's, and I couldn't take care of her anymore here because it got too dangerous. She might have fallen and those things. So she's in a home, but I see her quite frequently. I'm very involved with her. And when I am with her, because she has no past, she has no future, all she knows is what's happening right here in the moment. And having that happen to me when, and I say happen to me on purpose. I know that things happen for you, but it happened to me because it knocked the wind out of me. And it happened for me because I was always in the future or in the past and in the future, in the past, and I was never really here. And until I was with her and had to take care of her, And I have learned to be so aggressively present. When I'm with her, time passes and I'm not aware of it because I'm right here with her. And that is a blessing that Alzheimer's has given both of us, because she was very much like me and she doesn't understand the lesson she's learning right now, but I am fully aware of the lessons we are both learning in the moment with whatever struggle we're going through at that moment. And it's so true. We don't understand it until, I was so busy being so driven, focused on the future.
Sí. Y es algo que, como le digo, society tells us. Yeah. Dream big. What are your goals? Do vision boards. And yes, I'm not telling you don't do that. It's great to have an objection, to have these vision boards and have an object that you're looking at and envision, because it's so important to do all this.
Right.
Pero a la misma vez, no vamos a poder haber nada eso. No vamos a poder llegar a nada eso si no estamos in the present moment and what's happening right now. What energy we're spending at ourselves at this moment right now. And it's exactly what you said, this is not happening to me, it's happening for me, and that is such a super important statement that I think a lot of people don't understand. And until you start living it and being in it, and I mean, I'm getting chills just thinking about it, it is so important because hay tanta gente que uno sí puede ser el impacto, uno sí puede venir y ayudar. Uno sí va a poder vivir nuestras legacies si estamos en este momento, viviendo en este momento que estamos pasando.
Sí, sí, cierto, muy cierto. Oh, I love it. I could go on forever. Let's talk about,
I know.
Let's talk about energy. Let's talk about,
Oh, I know. Don't get me started.
Yeah, I know. It's like, right. But I just want to say it has been an amazing session with you. And I just want to say thank you so much. And let me ask, in all your greatness and all everything that you got and all that wisdom that you got, where can people find you on social media? Do you have a website? Tell me a little bit more. Do you have something coming up? Give us the scoop.
Well, I'm so excited. Yes, I have. It's really easy. It's Obra Love, O-B-R-A of Love, and social, Facebook, Instagram, everything, TikTok, all that. It's our website It's all going to be on that. It's all obraoflove.com, and you can find all that stuff there. And I am really excited. Este año voy a cumplir 40 años. 40 años. I can't believe it. I'm like, it's like a big milestone, pitiful moment. It's just like, I'm excited. So exactamente para Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, I'm going to give you guys an exclusive discount of 40% off on our website.
Wow.
So you go on there, you put Mujer de Éxito and 40% off. I will, for the whole month of August, you guys can go on there. Well, because like I said, my birthday is August 30th. I'm turning 40. It's the big 40. You know, it's so funny because before I would be like, ay, voy a cumplir los 40 años. I can't believe it. But now it's just like, it's the opposite. I'm so excited to turn into this, you know. And the older we get, the less we give a crap about anything. So, you know. So I'm excited. Yeah. So social media, Obra of Love. Website, obraoflove.com. 40% off our website for the whole month of August for my birthday. And y'all, you have to put in is the coupon code Mujer de Éxito.
Yes. Sounds great. I'm going to put it in. Right. So it's going to be so cool. So remember, Obra of Love. What an amazing, and she's going to give everybody, all the listeners, and we want to make sure that you use that coupon code, Mujer de Éxito, and the translation for that, guys, is Woman of Success. So make sure that you visit her website, Obra of Love. Follow her. If you can't remember, follow her on social media. Make sure that you ask, DM, drop into her DMs, and show some love, guys. And as always, I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you, all the listeners here, whether you're listening live when this goes live or in the future, whenever you're listening to it, it is perfect for you. And so I just want you to remember, this is Marty Angel. I am the Empowering Latina Coach, Latina Business Coach. And so we talked a lot today about, you know, a little bit of archetypes. I want to share with you, so many people ask me, if I knew my strengths, maybe I could move forward a little bit better. If I knew what kind of an entrepreneur I was, I could move forward a little bit better. So I have created a quiz. It's Know Your Entrepreneurial Archetype. And you can take the quiz for free. And then what it's going to do, it's going to give you guys a read. It's almost uncanny. In fact, one of my students took it and was like, oh my God, this is so me. And so it took me a long time to create this. I am giving you guys the opportunity to take it. So please take it. If you are thinking about doing a business, if you have a business, if you know somebody, share the link. You will see it here. You also can get it on my Instagram, and you can get it on my Clubhouse, and you can get it on my Facebook. You can get it anywhere. So you just go to martyangel.com/quiz. And you can also just go to martyangel.com, guys, and it'll be a pop-up, and it can't be easier than that. So find out and then come back and drop us a line and let us know what's your entrepreneurial archetype, guys. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Gracias, Kimberly. Eres una mujer hermosa. I just want to wish you the best of luck. Te deseo todo lo mejor en esta vida. Please, please come back. Come back.
I will. Thank you so much. Ha sido un gusto estar acá. Pura vida, everyone.